This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from none other than Phoenix, Arizona. Folks, it is 92 degrees here already this morning. I also wanted to let you know that if you're in the general vicinity, you may come out and check us out. Concerning our tea party that we are going to be doing tonight. And what I will do is give you that information right now. Paseo Verde Christian Church, 7569 West Greenway Road, Perora, Arizona. Again, P-E-O-R-I-A, Arizona. P-E-O-R-I-A, Arizona. We will be there on April 12th at 6 p.m. We're going to be doing another one up in the mountains today, and then we're going to be doing some pretty cool things here. I'll let you know after we do them, just for the sake of press. But again, friends, I just wanted to let you know that we are out here doing the stuff, Luke 19:10. With that, over the last couple days that I've been live on the radio, thank you to Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, for taking the show yesterday, by the way. But with that, I have been talking about Romans 13 and what Scripture tells us, and me lining it up to scriptural fact, because what we know that we're being told through false theologians that are teaching that we're to submit to government no matter who they are or what they are or what it is that they do or implement is completely untrue every step of the way. And I've been doing my best to show you just that, that they do not have the authority to violate the law they are appointed to execute as magistrates appointed by God through the people to do that which is good, not that which is evil. Matter of fact, it tells us in Romans 13, it says, let every subject be unto the higher powers. And he's speaking of our souls. So he said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but God. Listen to that again. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. God does not ordain wickedness, friends. That's what sin does, is it causes you to find your sin out. As a matter of fact, just to kind of do a little exposition on that, a little bunny trail for you, a branch off the trunk of the topic. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they kept talking about they and what they're doing and what they're doing and what they're doing. And I had to stop the conversation, and I said to them, I said, wait a second, who is they? And I said, wherever you see evil prevail in any part of our land, in any scenario, you need to keep in mind that we are seeing our sin find us out. And if you'd like to go to Numbers 32:23, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Our sin is finding us out. It's not they. Furthermore, I went on to say, well, when you got saved, you call yourself a Christian. Who got saved, they or you? And therefore, if you did get saved, then you had to repent. And you had to repent for what? Your sin. You didn't repent for their sin. You repented for your sin. So to make it clear, friends, we need to understand that when there is wickedness in the land, simply what is happening is we are being found out for the sin that we have committed, either through apathy or through what we have done willfully. It doesn't matter. But going back to Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, Scripture says, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, it doesn't say that magistrates are appointed to be a terror to good works, but it tells us to the evil. And then it goes on and tells us, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. In verse 4, Romans 13, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. And I shared with you last week, laying the question to your candor, can you show me in Scripture where the Lord commanded his children to obey wickedness anywhere? No, you cannot. He goes on, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. If you do evil, then be afraid, friends, not good. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And then it tells us in verse 5, wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. And to take it from where we left off last week, it's interesting to note that I'd said, did Moses violate God's principle of submission in a question form to you? I have a question for you, friends, to those that line themselves up with this false doctrine that we are to submit to government, no matter who they are or what it is that they implement. I am curious to know who gave that government the power in the first place. God gives us rights. We delegate authority to those that derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So they only do what they get away with in this country. But what's interesting here, friends, is when I ask you the question, did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrews? Well, let me take it back a couple steps even before that. Wasn't Moses, and I love telling people this, that think they know what they're talking about. And basically those that think that they know what they're talking about, those that I'm addressing even now, are those that have been fed the false gospel for years in this country. The word meekness, friends, means power under control, okay? Keep in mind, Moses was the meekest man alive, okay? He was the meekest man alive. When you do a word search, you'll find that that word means power under control. Okay? It doesn't mean some little pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking the sheep on the backside, telling everybody everything is okay. That's not what it means. Now, to put this into perspective, friends, wasn't it Moses the meekest man alive? Wasn't it Moses in Exodus chapter 5 that was sent by God to confront Pharaoh? Yes, it was. Wait a second. According to what we're being told today through the false theologians, a backward spirit, those that have not the spirit, friends, is really what it comes to. They're in error majorly. They would have you believe that you're supposed to just submit to everything that comes down the pike, not at all. And the reason they want you to believe that is because that's what they're responsible for doing in the present. But when you look to Scripture, you will see just the exact opposite response from them that are sent by God concerning those that ruled over the good in an evil fashion like that of Pharaoh. So in other words, Moses was sent by God to confront Pharaoh, friends. He was sent by Moses, Moses was sent by God to confront the face of Moses, and he told him what the deal was. I'm going to pick this up right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'll talk to you on the other side of this break in just a couple moments.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Sons of Liberty broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona right now, 92 degrees. Yesterday we left the state of Minnesota, and yes, again, it was snowing. It was 28 degrees, which still means it was freezing, friends. And then we left, and 3 hours later, we land in Phoenix, Arizona to, I believe it was 91 degrees yesterday. So it's going from one extremity to the next. But it's a good extremity, let me tell you. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I also wanted to let you know that you could jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean EE, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Punch in any of those words, and it will pull up with YouTube, by the way. So it's Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. And don't, friends, don't miss the opportunity to watch a 5-minute video, a 3-minute video, a 10-minute video to learn something that goes from speculation to knowledge that you might bring it to wisdom. Because the answers are too simple. Keep in mind, Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. And we make it as simple as we possibly can when we're doing those videos so you can understand how simple it is to bring about resolve concerning what we're seeing in this country today. We're seeing a landslide of the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. And we're also promised by God, if we fail to keep his commandments, that he's going to turn this nation into hell, Psalm 9:16, if we do nothing about it. So I'm showing you what needs to be done. Now, the process of once you have the knowledge and then you bring it forth so you have wisdom, that's where the work begins, just so you know. Again, that's where the work begins. But again, check it out, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. On my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And also, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please call in at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 800-259-9933. Folks, I'm going to take a real quick phone call here, but before I do that, I want to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So we have Mark calling from Illinois. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was wanting to know about the if you understood about the when Moses went across the sea, the Red Sea, it was frozen, and when Amalek is the one that actually hijacked Egypt, that wasn't the Egyptians, it was the Amalekites who hijacked the government of Egypt. You can read it in the Song of Moses, Exodus 15, and that's when they went across the sea, it was like really warm, but God froze it from one extreme to another. Like you left Minnesota, you went to Arizona.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. And it went okay. from one extreme to another. And God sent this wind, and it just froze the whole sea. And there was water.
I've never heard that before, but you got to tell me how that water was freezing in Sudan. On the other side was Saudi Arabia now, and then Egypt. How was it possibly freezing? I mean, we're right next to Ethiopia there.
Well, the Red Sea, yeah, you know where that's at. It's called the Yam Suf. And the Lord sent a wind. And if you read it in the Song of Moses in Exodus 15, it says the sea was congealed. And the word congealed means frozen.
Well, congealed, I mean, when you look at it, it's like when blood is congealed. When blood is congealed, it doesn't mean it's frozen. Congealed means it's just pushed back. And I got to be honest with you, Mark, I have never, ever heard that before, ever in my life. I mean, I've watched many documentaries on it. Have you ever taken the time to see Wyatt Museum, their findings on the Red Sea and the Egyptian wheels that were under the water, and they're still there even today? Go to WyattMuseum.com. It is great historical artifact in the find in which they have. They even have poles on both sides of them from where they left and where they came about. But again, it just going back to, you know, your statement, I'm just trying to figure out when it ever froze in Egypt or Sudan or Saudi Arabia, or for that matter, even Ethiopia, because those are the countries that are surrounding the Red Sea within itself.
Yeah, well, if you go read the Song of Moses, you can, if you search it out real carefully, and it talks about the Dukes of Edom, but the Amalekites were the ones who hijacked Egypt, and they were the ones who attacked Israel in the wilderness, too. So they're the ones that God is always constantly talking about, that he's at war with these people. And it says that in the book of Numbers and Exodus, and I think in the book of Deuteronomy, too.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your phone call, my friend, very much. Again, folks, talking much about what we're being taught today in this country from 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in this country. You have the pulpits, the hirelings and the whores from the pulpits preaching that you're to submit to everything that they themselves have submitted to. Now, isn't it interesting when you look at the church today, which is called to be the moral compass of society, remember what John Adams said, the second president? He said when the light goes, the church that's called to be the moral compass of society, he said when that goes, everything else goes with it. And we can see that's exactly what happens. So instead of the American people looking at the government as being the problem, you got to keep in mind that 78% that profess to be Christians, had they kept the commandments of the Lord, there wouldn't be any corruption in government, because the church wouldn't tolerate any corruption in the government. It first started in the church. And see, that's why you see so much corruption in the church, government today, because the church is corrupt. I mean, folks, you have 300,000 pulpits in America that are the greatest advocate to the abortion industry because they remain silent when they should preach out against the sin of murder, namely the innocent in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, friends. And a little common sense comes into play. The greatest advocate to the sodomite community in this country, friends, is the professed church that refuses to preach out against sodomy, where there's 33 different references concerning homosexuality, sodomy, in the scriptures. And God condemns it. And now you have churches throughout America, friends, that are actually flying the rainbow flag, which, again, is backwards completely every step of the way, in an attempt to allure homosexuals into their church because they're broke and they have to support their programs and their new church pews and their new church building programs. See, folks, they have it completely backside. And I'm talking about upside down every step of the way. And it's judgment turned backwards. And if the American people would take the time, again, namely the 78 that profess to be Christians, if you would understand that you're responsible for the church and you're responsible as being the moral compass of society, you would take responsibility and right the wrongs. But if you've never repented before God, why would you do that, especially when you don't have the Spirit of God within you? Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. So in saying that, friends, I want to get back to this because I was just talking about how Moses, according to what we're being told by the professed church in America today, we're supposed to just allow corrupt government to do the things that they do, when in fact we are the government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. It starts off with "We the people." And it's interesting because when I take it to Scripture, we're based on the Mosaic institution in this country. Just last week, I told you I took my family into St. Cloud, Minnesota. And we had a couple minutes, and I seen a court building in the middle of the town. And it's very corrupt. They have their highest rape statistic in the country. They have Muslims infiltrating that little city like nobody's business from third world countries. And I went into the courtyard where the courthouse was within, and there was a road around the courthouse, and I started to stop, and I said, "Hey, guys," to my boys, I said, "What does it say right there?" And they were quotes by John Locke, William Blackstone, Charles D. Montesquieu, the three founders that were used to establish what we have today. One of them said, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." It's interesting because that is the very words that are inscripted above the threshold of the door in the state of Minnesota and the Supreme Court justices, and above their heads is, guess what? Moses and the Ten Commandments. Moses awaiting the divine law with what when you walk out the door? That quote by John Locke where it says, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." Well, when the people forget that they're the law, guess what? You're aiding and abetting tyranny every step of the way. In America, again, when we begin to take ourselves and hold ourselves responsible, then things are going to begin to change in this country. But again, go over to the book of Exodus chapter 5, and it teaches us that Moses was sent by God, the meekest man alive, who was sent to confront Moses. I'm sorry, Pharaoh, forgive me. And it's interesting because when Moses was sent to Pharaoh, God told him to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He wasn't asking for permission. He gave him commandments. And again, this is Moses confronting the Pharaoh, telling him to let my people go. And also keep in mind that God bore witness to the command that Moses gave to the Pharaoh, the corrupt government of the day, by dropping judgment upon them, judgment after judgment after judgment after judgment, if he refused to obey the commandment of God through his prophet Moses. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of none other than Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful 92 degrees. It's a good place to be. So extremity from Minnesota to an extremity to Arizona, it's a good extremity, let me tell you. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just took some time to show you by answering the question mark with an exclamation that the meekest man of life, which would have been Moses during that time period, was actually sent by God to confront Pharaoh, the corrupt government. Going on to the next one, is it not interesting when we think about Peter, because we've already covered the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We already talked about him. We talked about Elijah. We talked about David. Is it not interesting that David himself, friends, was sent to set forth a light of judgment to wicked nations? And when you look at that, that's found in Isaiah 51:4. And now going over to even John the Baptist and rebuking King Herod for all of his infidelities and all of his other sins, which is found in John 3, we can see over and over and over and over and over again that the prophets were sent to what? Confront corruption. The church is called to confront corruption. They're called to be the salt of the earth. And again, keep in mind, conservative derived from salt, folks, is a preservative. It stops the putrefaction of societies when you apply it to the real world here, friends. And then when we go over to Simon Peter, did Simon Peter and the other apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? Absolutely not. When they did it, as a matter of fact, in the book of Acts 12, we're told, friends, that the Lord sent an angel to set him free. Listen to the account. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers and the guards before the door that were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord, stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. So the Lord is sending forth an angel to loose the chains from off of Peter's hands in prison. And then in verse 8, chapter 12 of Acts, it tells us, then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself up and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Boy, America, you're told that Romans 13 applies to all of us. We're to submit to corruption. When Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. Hey, listen, and if you can't do it in your own natural strength, the Lord will even send an angel to loose the chains from off of you, to open the gates that are locked, doing only that which God can do, because we know Scripture tells us that with God all things are possible, not that with man, friends. But again, does this not counter what you're hearing from the professed church in America today? Absolutely it is. And let me go back to Elijah. Remember I talked about, by laying again to your candor the question, did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Absolutely not. God sent him to confront Ahab, to confront Jezebel. And that's why there was a Mount Carmel, because the Lord wanted to show himself strong on the behalf of those that actually feared him. And namely, in this particular instance, it just happened to be that of Elijah. And what happened? The fire fell. Read 1 Kings 18 when you get a moment. And the false prophets were taken out, friends, and God was glorified. And the same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they didn't bow, to that which Nebuchadnezzar created, guess what? They didn't burn, because the fourth man shows up in the fire. And it's also interesting to note that Nebuchadnezzar, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, acknowledged that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the living God and the true God. And see, that's why nobody believes the testimony of professors in this country, because they're not willing to take it to what God commands them to take it to. I can't tell you, America, how many times I tell my wife, where are the men of God? But then again, when you read the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah sought them too, and he couldn't find them. And don't say to me, Bradley, oh, you know, you're just a young punk and you don't know anything about the church in America. Let me tell you something. It's concerning the church in America. I've been there. I have the hat. I have the T-shirt. I've met them, many of them, which you would call great men of God. And I want to tell you, when I get there, I understand exactly why you're in trouble, because of the compromise that they walk in. And I'll tell you what it comes to, friends, is they love the admonition and praise of men and not of God. And the Bible clearly tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And again, friends, you know what compromise is, where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. And isn't it interesting? We just had Billy Graham pass away just a couple weeks ago. The opportunity that guy had to confront corruption in our government and failed not to do so. I shared with you right after Billy Graham died, as a matter of fact, he was an ecumenist, by the way, friends, like that of the Pope. They called him the evangelical Pope, for those that did not know. He was trying to bring this one world order together under that of George Bush Sr., by the way, who Billy Graham just happened to be his favorite preacher, and Billy Graham's favorite president just happened to be George Bush Sr. And for those that don't know who George Bush Sr. is, again, keep in mind, whistleblowers have stated that he is the most corrupt man alive. But again, going back to the point that Billy Graham failed to confront any sin. Folks, the last 20 years, when he first started out, he was a fundamentalist preacher, friends. He was right on the smack. And then he started to compromise little by little, and then he became friends with the corrupt. And instead of doing his job and reproving them, he became one of them in so many different ways. And he refused to confront the sins of sodomy. He refused to confront the sins of abortion. He refused to confront the sins in which we are dealing with today, friends. He had the power to do it, and he failed not. And he failed to do so, friends. I'm sorry, forgive me. In so many different ways. We're in trouble because of what you call the church and the hierarchy in America today. And by the way, I know a couple. I got three fingers raised right now. I know of three ministries, folks, that are the real deal in this country. Three of them. And I want to tell you this. It's not Joel Osteen. I can tell you that right now. He's a plant. Because he's a compromiser. It's not T.D. Jakes. He's a plant. He's a compromiser, friends. Also, keep in mind, these are also men that they have put up on Time magazine. That shows you that they're one of them. The Joyce Meyers of the world. The list goes on, friends, of the compromise. Benny Hinn. Folks, the list goes on and on and on across the boards. And I could sit here for another hour just naming all of these corrupt church leaders, as you would call them, these great men of God, as you have been led to believe, who, folks, don't practice what Scripture commands them to preach. They don't practice what they preach. They're alluring men to follow them in their ministries rather than preaching the cross of Jesus Christ and driving them to that cross by the use of the law where it can do no more. It's my job as a preacher, friends, to lead you to Christ, not to Bradley Dean. It's my job to reprove sin. That's my job. And if they're not reproving sin and they're not preaching against it, folks, keep in mind it runs contrary to Scripture. John 16, John 7:7, John 15. The list goes on again and again. You have to ask yourself the question, why were the apostles martyred except one? Why was Jesus Christ martyred, friends? Because he was preaching against the sins of the world, period. Same thing with John the Baptist and the prophets of old and in the present. God has not changed. Let me go back to Romans 13, friends, again, because you've been told that you're supposed to submit to corrupt government. Well, that runs contrary to what I'm sharing with you right now. The Lord, in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5 through 17, had to send an angel to release Peter from one of Herod's prisons. And it tells us in the chapter 15, verse 11, chapter 12, verse 11, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for a certain that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." And so when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And Peter knocked on the door, so on and so forth. Now, it's also interesting to note that he was told to go preach in the name of Jesus. And they found him on the streets, preaching the word of God. So again, friends, I just lay to your candor, how does this line up with what we're being told today? From the professors in the pulpits. I mean, keep in mind, friends, many of these professors want to be there. Many of these hirelings, they want to be in the pulpit. They love the praise of men. But isn't it interesting that Jesus said, "You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you"? Isn't it interesting that Jesus told us not the will of the flesh, but the will of the Spirit? See, and this lines up with Mariah Woodworth Edder when she said, "Those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there, they're called of God." Look at Moses. And look at the excuses that he offered to God when God picked him out to deliver his people from Israel. He had a speech impediment, friends. He said, I can't even do this the right way. Or what about Saul when he was ordained to be king over the children of Israel? which the children of Israel were warned of, but he said that he was the least in his father's house. What about Gideon? He said that he was the least in his father's house. They didn't want the job. They just responded to God because they seen what he did on their behalf. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other
Sons
side.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, final segment, broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. 92 degrees. It is just smoking here. Okay, just trying to light my load a little bit. My wife just walked in here. Did you think that was funny, darling?
Yes.
Of course you did. Let's cover the next point, if we can, friends, because I want to take it a step further. Remember that every apostle of Christ, except John, I just highlighted this, was killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Do you hear what I just said? Remember that every apostle of Christ, except John, who miraculously lived, who they threw him in a cauldron of oil, boiling oil, and he lived miraculously. He was the only one that survived it, forgive me. Remember that every apostle of Christ was killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Which brings me to the Second Amendment, and I mean not to do that, but it's interesting when you look at the history of mass murders, it's always been civil authorities opposed to the endeavors of those that resisted them, for those that didn't know. I know the anti-gunners don't like to talk about that, And see, what they don't know is they're disarming themselves to be led as sheep to the slaughter. And what they don't know, because they don't study history, is they'll be the first ones to be slaughtered once we are disarmed if the American people let it go there. But I just wanted to share that with you. That was a free one. Folks, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws, which were not laws. They ran counter to God's moral law and prohibitions. Now, folks, did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principle of submission to authority? You need to think this stuff through. Even the great prophets and apostles and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. In America, again, let's put this into perspective. Those that serve you derive their powers from the consent of we, the people. Let me say that again. Those that work for us, America, derive their authorities from the consent of we, the people. You see in American government today, and so many, not all of them are bad, but I'm speaking of the evil ones, the tyrannical ones. You know who they are. The ones that are running counter to the very purpose. What are they doing? They're the ones trying to disarm you, America. And why are they doing that? You need to look to history. That will be your answer right there. But again, so when you look to the prophets, the apostles, and the writers of the Bible, including the writer of, again, Romans chapter 13, they understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. And also keep in mind that Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was beheaded at length after he fought the good fight of faith. Remember that. And who did that? Do you remember the Roman candles, friends? You know why they're called Roman candles, don't you? Because the Romans took Christians of the day and they put them on the walkways on the sides of the walls of the Colosseum and they lit them up literally so people could see the way to walk. That's why they're called Roman candles. Plus, going back to this, Paul, or friends, Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation, which you're seeing much of today. But again, here what comes to my aid right now is Thomas Jefferson. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is American and are Americans afraid of the government? Yeah, why? You know what, friends? I'm not. I fear God. And the fact of the matter is corruption needs to fear you. Because Thomas Jefferson said this, those that fear the government, you have tyranny. He said, but when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And what you're feeling is an encroachment upon your liberties and your rights on a daily basis under this in this country because you're under attack. Many haven't come to the realization that you're under attack, but you are in so many different fronts. Notice what Paul said. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake, meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It's also a matter of conscience, which means with knowledge. This means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It's a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. I want to throw this in here, and why I'm throwing this in here, I know not right now, but I'm sure I'll catch on once I track. But people want to know, well, why do you think that you're better than these people? What makes you better than them? What makes this group of people better than these people? And let's say, for example, why were a certain people driven out of the United States when our Christian forefathers got here? Well, because there's a people that are righteous before God, and then there are a people that are unrighteous. See, that's why Christians in this country, real ones, have a problem with the Muslims coming into this country. Because they see what they left behind, and they see when they move here, they bring with them that which they should have left in their third world countries. But they brought their culture with them, and they can see the destruction that ensues. In other words, the gods they serve are false. The gods that we serve are real, and his name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great I Am, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you would like to call him as to what his name is in Scripture, Eli. We can go on and on and on and on. That's why people cannot coexist, because there's a righteous people and there's an unrighteous people before God. And we're called to be the light of the world, and we're not to dim our light so that we can meet to the expectation of those that walk in darkness. Yin, yang, God and the devil are not friends, people, period. There is a righteous people and there's an unrighteous people. Don't ever forget that. That's why you cannot coexist with people that do not believe the way that you believe. And by the way, that's why the federal government, to their own demise at the end of the day, has fed the indoctrination along with the propaganda into the schools across this country to divide and conquer the people. And isn't it interesting? Everybody and everything's acceptable except the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to think about why certain people are ostracized or removed or dispossessed as the righteous possess in their place. Because there is a God that rules and reigns over all the affairs of men. And there are a people that are wicked that need to be dealt with by the righteous. Let me end this, and I'll pick it up again tomorrow. We need to understand that there's times when civil authority may need to be resisted. You're there, America. Either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience or both could precipitate civil disobedience, dissidence, dissent. And, of course, how and when we decide to resist civil authority is an entirely a separate issue, and I will reserve that discussion for another time. But beyond that, we in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy. You need to remember that. There's no titles of nobility in this country. Read the Constitution. We have no king but Jesus. There's no single governing official in this country. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men, especially not 9 unelected Supreme Court injustices that are doing everything in their power to tear away at God's moral law, which at the end of the day will come back to destruction upon their own heads. But again, America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, friends, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. In America, the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and under our laws, every governing official publicly promises to submit to the Constitution of the United States. And you got to make the distinction and the significance of that distinction. This means that in America, the higher powers are not the men who occupy elected office. They are the tenets and principles set forth in the U.S. Constitution. Under our laws and form of government, the Mosaic Institution, it is the duty of every citizen, including our elected officials, to obey the United States Constitution. And by the way, they openly proclaim this and profess this. This is how Romans chapter 13 needs to be conveyed to the American people. We're going to pick it up. We're going to do another show on this. It's that important. Love you by what we do, broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.